Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to another edition of Rural Routes, the program where we gather every day at this time. Well, Monday through Friday, anyway. And what we do when we gather is continue to address the issues between rural and urban America. Just another letdown, disappointment, not follow through on my word with Hank Vogler and showing up. I spent the weekend in Salt Lake City. Do you think I found time to go over to see Hank like I'd promised? Help band some sheep or do something? Nope. Nope. Just call him on the phone. Say, can't make it.
I was in a ram sale in Eureka, Nevada. So you'd have been banging on my door to empty house.
I would love to have gone. Well, I was coming Friday. Well, I wanted to come Friday. But by the time I got here, I didn't get here until 4 o'clock. I flew in. And, you know, I would love to have attended the Ram sale with you. But Saturday, I had a major endeavor I had to undertake.
And, okay, you were holding up a giant sign out in front of the Salt Palace in your BVDs saying, "This body built by beef."
That's actually pretty close to what I was doing, yes. I was downtown at Liberty Park, walking around Veggie Fest, interviewing people, talking about the importance of animal agriculture with a group of vegans. And then I made my way into the auditorium, and for a little over 1 hour, about 70 minutes, I had a discussion. I don't think we really want to call it a debate, a discussion with Wayne Song, who is a co-founder of one of the animal rights organizations. And we had a discussion about the purpose of animal production and consumption.
All right. Now, you have to explain something to old people. Now, I didn't realize this, but there's a difference between a vegetable terrorist and a vegan. Mm. Now, I am one quarter vegetable terrorist because I like a good salad with my steak. So that makes me part vegetarian. All right. But okay. I didn't know until recently that there's a separation of the vegetable terrorist from the vegans. Would you go through that for us old people?
I assume you're asking the difference between a vegetarian and a vegan.
Vegetable terrorists, yes, that's what they do. They terrorize vegetables. Mm-hmm. You know, a tomato is nothing more than the womb of tomato plant. That's where the babies are all at. They kill them and eat them. Mm-hmm. All the little knots of potato, those are future potatoes. I mean, these people are ruthless murderers if you look at a vegetable, what they are.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so the vegetarian, which, by the way, I brought this up in my conversation with Wayne. When I started doing radio and media work, I went to animal rights conventions. I wanted to understand, because that was really the impetus behind me even doing media at all. I wanted to understand what drives these people to be vegetarian or vegan. And at that time, 22 years ago, it was reported that 7% of the United States population identifies themselves as vegetarian, about 3% vegan. A vegetarian will not eat any animal products where the animal dies. They would still consume possibly milk, usually not, but possibly. They can have possibly eggs. So they would literally only eat things that did not cause, in their eyes, a death. A vegan eliminates, they think, all animal products from their life. They think they have clothing, but they all use a cell phone and it has stearic acid in it. And we had these discussions yesterday. But the point that I wanted to make and the point that I made Saturday with Wayne and this audience of roughly 100 people, there's about a couple thousand at Veggie Fest, but in the auditorium we had 100 people. Today it's reported that 7% of the United States population identifies themselves as vegan or vegetarian. So, Hank, in 22 years, this movement has gone nowhere. Beyond Beef has dropped in stock value by 52%. since January 1 of this year. This is a dead movement, and that was the case that I made. There have been many changes in the last 22 years in how they position what it is they believe in. They still want to avoid the death of an animal. That's really the driving force. But they will find every means possible to convince you that the death of an animal is a bad thing. 22 years ago, it was that meat was bad for you. They can't bang that drum anymore. It's pretty widely known that meat is essential part of healthy living. So now it is, we don't want animals to die, and animals contribute to climate change. Those are the reasons that we need to eliminate animals from our lives as part of our living. We need to be friends with them, not eating them. Does that help you?
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'm reawakened. My Renaissance period is about to start. Now, let me tell you something, mister.
Okay.
Now you can see why these people are ensconced in one particular party. Because they could guide them, even though they're such a minority. Mm-hmm. But a vocal minority with a big anything they want. Alice's restaurant. And that's what they do. They don't buy Republicans, those unwashed devils, or those silk scarf people. They go right straight to the people with the power and the money. All the minorities, all the weird, crazy ideas, all go take the money in the bag and take it to Hunter. Take it to Pinocchio Joe. Take it to Nancy Pansy. Take it to Chucky. All of them. That's where the money goes if you want to have a loony. Yeah. Okay, I agree.
The interesting thing about this group that I was hanging with yesterday, because I don't disagree with what you said, I did not find a Biden fan in the bunch.
Well, he hasn't. He's just taken the cash. He hasn't got around to doing anything. He's got a lot on his plate, you know. I mean, let's start thinking about all the wonderful things he brought us. He brought us the Afghanistan debacle. He's got us 5 million people walking into the country without consequences. And I'm having to remodel my bunkhouse because one double door that we bring large packages into the cooler.
Mm-hmm.
We got to have a double door and it doesn't have a screen on it. So those geniuses are after us, going to put me out of business over a screen door. I mean, you know, we got a lot of fun going on out here. We just had the Inflation Nation wound up tight with the giving the college kids. You know, I want my money. I paid for my college. When I left the college, I did not owe anybody a farthing. So they owe me my cost of college education plus compounded interest for the last 50 years. I think that would only thing that would be fair. Because I paid mine. Some lawyer or some doctor or somebody that's hiding under the brush that we, the American people, paid for their, minor in basket weaving or whatever. I mean, yeah. I mean, he's got a lot of dumb stuff, so he's just taking the money and running. So, yeah, they don't like him anymore. They like probably AOC.
I'm sure
she's
they would. Yeah. But, I mean, this is as diverse a group as you can come across. There's a lot of people that you can't figure out whether they're male or female. I mean, yep, I have no idea. And it was I just actually enjoy going to this and listening. I don't go planning to convert anybody. I just want to listen and understand what gets people to the point that they are. Now, here's one interesting point. They told me, the organizers of this event, which is, it's at the Salt Lake City SLC Veggie Fest, that the city council actually was sponsoring the event and was charging them nothing to shut down this main street right through past Liberty Park and use the library auditorium. You think if you and I wanted to have...
Liberty Park is where...
Go ahead.
Liberty Park is where druggies go and shoot up. I saw plenty of those too.
There was people that did not really know that they were at Liberty Park, and there was a homeless guy camping out there. Why would we care more about him? Yeah, real route. Hank Vogler, Trent Luce, more from the Salt Lake City Veggie Fest after this. Now let's take a moment and talk about that superfood we call beef. 3 ounces of beef gives you more nutrient density than you can get in any other food substance. Certified Piedmontese creates the opportunity for you to have that beef as a consumer. Go to certifiedpiedmontese.com. If you're a Great Plains cattleman and you want to be involved in the production side of the equation, then go to lonecreekcattleco.com. It's all about finding the right person to make sure that we continue to expand the number of cattle that come in sired by the Piedmontese sires, which possess that myostatin gene for tenderness. Full details about how you can take your cows, breed them to the Piedmontese sires, either natural service or via AI, and be a part of the system of Certified Piedmontese. Check out the pictures and what's happening in the retail side at certifiedpiedmontese.com. It's all about getting paid more for what you produce, enough to be sustainable. Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Luce, Hank Vogler, who for some reason knows that Liberty Park in Salt Lake City is where the drug heads go to shoot up. Why do you know that? How do you know? That's too much information.
Leonard Sandoval, my sheep herder from years gone by, he wouldn't herd sheep in the wintertime. He would go over to Salt Lake. And there was some sort of a homeless shelter that he got a private room in. And then he would go down to the office. And as Leonard would say, I'd Big Indian. Nobody bothered Big Indian. I'd go down there. They'd give me a lot of that free food and a lot of that free cheese and all that stuff. Then I go across the street and I sell it to them guys over there that they're Indians or Chinese or 750 people. They buy all that stuff from me. I take the money to the liquor store right down the street. Everything's right there. It's real, real good. So I used to have to go every spring and get Leonard. And he was always sitting on a bench in Liberty Park.
Yeah, well, that's where I was yesterday. But if you and I wanted to organize an event to celebrate men, like I'm trying to do, I will do, in Mandan, North Dakota, on Columbus Day, you think Salt Lake City Council would give us the street and the auditorium to have a celebration of the man?
Okay. Put on your transgender binary pants and listen. Now... Salt Lake City, if you want to go to the capital of that particular state or where the people are very conservative, you have to drift on down the street towards Brigham Young University is or some other community. Salt Lake is now metropolitan, according to the paper. So I'm not making this up, or at least maybe the paper was making it up. Read it more than once. The largest gay population in the nation is now, or one of the larger ones, is now in Salt Lake. They are no longer conservative there. They are very liberal as a city. And so when you tell me that the city council of Salt Lake City says, yeah, go ahead, knock yourself out, why am I not surprised? So there's your binary right there between what has happened over time, the evolution of downtown Salt Lake and its voting population versus the rest of the state of Utah. Look it up. Who votes for what, when, where, and why, and how. And I'll guarantee that Salt Lake is not the bastion of conservatism.
Yeah, which is perplexing to me because I didn't know the Mormons lost control from a political standpoint of any part of Utah, but clearly they do not control Salt Lake like everyone wants to believe they do.
Yeah. It is now a metropolitan city, has a huge runaway Peruvian population. It has, it has everything right there, all the accoutrements to be a metropolitan, democratically led city, but like the lemmings, not sheep, lemmings, a lot of sheep herders in Utah, so leave them alone. Like lemmings, they'll all go off the cliff together.
Well, I had a wonderful opportunity to explain the importance of animals and grazing because there's a fire somewhere over in Susanville. I talked to a red-headed elko yesterday. She said the fire somewhere around Cedarville or Susanville, somewhere up in northeast California, And the smoke was so bad in this valley in Salt Lake yesterday that I was able to use that as a reason that animals serve a vital purpose to planet health. So that helped me. And you know what? That wasn't news to any of these people. They said, we don't want the animals to be gone. We just don't want you to kill them and eat them. Well, you can't maintain a population without a consumptive use.
But there's a part of that group that wants the population of the Earth to go back to pre-World War II. So it lines them up. You know, let all the poor people die that can't afford to eat veggie burgers, some other thing, or kill tomatoes. I don't know. That's what some of them believe. But it's been so smoky here, my wife thinks she's in Chengdu again. So, I mean, it's crazy, but you know, lumber. Why don't the vegetarian? That's the question you need to ask them. Do they wear cotton and wool? Now, cotton, they may say, well, you use too many chemicals. But wool, fine wool, raised on sagebrush, chopbox, and dirt, raises a beautiful crop of clothing that keeps you warm, and it wicks and cold away from even when it's wet, it's warm. Why don't they embrace that? Those animals don't die.
But that's an animal product, and that's extorting animals. You can't take their wool. They need it. I'm just telling what they think. You're not going to convince them of that. It's no different than eating an egg.
Well, you should have took what?
The egg. The chicken gives you an egg every day.
A fertilized one or one that's not fertilized? Because one that's fertilized, they just kill the baby chick if they eat it. So I can see it.
The biggest thing...
It's better for the USDA to bury 40 billion of them.
The biggest thing about this group of people, and I'm stereotyping, lumping them all in, and because there's so many varied thoughts. I had the best conversations I've ever had. Because, Hank, I'm telling you, at one point in time, everybody thought, just go vegan, you'll be good. They now recognize that's a train wreck if you don't do it right. And I met some people that clearly don't know how to do it right, and they're in trouble. And then they're told they're not vegan enough. But there's a group of people that have kind of figured out how to make this thing work, and that comes along with supplementation of the vital nutrients that you get from animal products that you can't get from anywhere else. They just are opposed to the death of something. They think that they're contributing to the death. And I'm like, the soybean plant dies. You have to kill the soybean plant in order to eat it. And they just can't come to grips with that. It's like the tomato doesn't die when you eat it.
Well, Trent, aren't we doing the same thing with the electric cars in California? Don't charge your electric car because of the blackouts that are coming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is so twisted. And so you have this vocal minority. It is totally minority. But they know how the system works. And we're above this. We need to get some large shopping bags or some wool sacks so you can put lots of money in and take it to Washington, D.C. and give it to the right people. I mean, they're going to have half of the population of the world die off in order to have their Valhalla, their nirvana, their perfect world. And it's just not going to work. But yet they get all the press because they know who to bribe and how to do it. We have been paid all my life. Ordinary working citizens have been playing second fiddle and catch up all the time because of these people that know how the system really and truly works. And are we above it all to promote our side of the story and rebut some of these things? I mean, it's pretty wild.
See,
get on board, kids. We can't do this forever.
The other thing that they're extremely good at is that, I mean, you run on 100% grazed land. If it's not grazed, and yet they will lump you into the same, I'm using you as an example because I'm kind of that way myself. I have some pigs in a hoop barn, and I use some buildings for pigs, not for cattle or horses. But they use all the negative sentiment about Circle 4, a 50,000 sow facility. I actually don't know if they have 50,000 sows, whatever size sow. It's a large farm in Utah. But they use the sentiment of a Chinese-owned pig farm in Utah to put everybody against the consumption of milk, meat, and eggs. And I called Wayne on that. I said, you're using this one farm to generate all your negative sentiment because you know it's easy for people to be against what's happening there because I'm not in favor of China owning 33% of U.S. pork production, but they do. And then they, by the way, he is going on trial October 3rd. He currently has 17 arrests, felony arrests for breaking and entering and stealing livestock, and October 3rd he goes on trial in Beaver County, Utah, with one of those particular situations. We're halfway through. We're back with more Animal Rights 101 with Hank Vogler after this. Now let's talk about a free and fed America. That's the new slogan. Protect the Harvest has come up with that. And what a perfect time as we are now starting the harvest season all across, particularly the bread basket of America, the United States, right in the middle. Protect the Harvest has been in business for over 10 years, making sure that you, the farmer, the landowner, the animal owner, have access to information to empower yourself. There's a place that you can come and get more information to empower yourself. Representing Protect the Harvest, I'll be speaking at the Lincoln County Cattlemen's on September the 21st. That's coming up. That's in North Platte, Nebraska. Looking forward to this particular event. I think it's going to be fantastic. You know, the events have just really been good because people recognize can't take events for granted. They were put on the shelf for a while, and people are coming back and coming to back together as a community and making a difference. ProtectTheHarvest.com. Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Lewis alongside Hank Vogler. So you are getting under the same negative slant as the big. But the truth of the matter is, Hank, we're all in this together. If you own animals and you produce animals to improve the planet, improve human life, you're part of the situation. So they're not going to discern one against another, but that's how they build all the momentum.
Well, and no matter where you fit into that, even logging, you know, I grew up, of course, logging was in Western Oregon, but there was a certain amount of logging, and the community I grew up in, most of the people depended on that logging, and there was livestock running the woods, and they harvested those trees, made houses and other things out of those nasty trees, opened up that canopy for wildlife, for things. And in those days, one of their really drum beats was that when those cattle ate that grass and it rained, there was silt that went in to the streams and then clogged up the salmon or some fish, his gills, to where he couldn't breathe and then he would die. Well, I guess a vegetarian can't even eat a salmon.
No.
But nonetheless, they now let tens of the a huge fire where my daughter lives near the Rogue River in Oregon is burning thousands of acres of timber. And it's, you know, yeah, you can't prevent all fires, but if you use fire as a tool and use management as a tool, nobody would know if a beaver cut that tree down or a chainsaw. 99% of the people that drive by. So, if you use your renewable natural resources, now the whole hillsides are going to slough off into the Rogue River. There's going to be tens of thousands of tons of silt and ash and all sorts of things go down that river. Now, I'm not saying you can prevent it all, but at least use the resources. Other countries have got to think that, man, these are the biggest rubes in the world. They don't use their resources. They've been harvesting trees since the beginning of time. And the only place that they're running out of them is because we burn them down. Even I read a deal one time that the Al-Qaeda or ISIS or whatever, one of those Looney Tune outfits thought about out will set the woods on fire in the United States, and some other terrorist says, don't bother, they let them burn anyhow. So I mean, what in the world? And it would be different if 49-52% of the population was on board, but we all shake our heads and walk away when these nerdy groups, close to nothing groups, they're the tail wagging the dog.
Yeah. We just sit back and let it happen. I agree 100%. So I'm really glad that I made this trip. I wish that I could have got my act together and been in North Spring Valley, Nevada today, but I'm going to be back. How are things going in your situation?
Well, my lovely and talented friends, 85% of Clark County population for the state of Nevada, they keep making objections. I'm not suing them. I don't care that our government cheated, lied, and abused power and allowed a state agency to hold permit both on the service and BLM. That's another argument for another day. My argument is, why did I now, after 27, 37 years of use, suddenly I'm being painted as this horrible, horrible person? But they keep writing, I guess, friends of the court, briefs of the court, wanting this whole situation dismissed. The latest one is because I will create a hostile environment.
What?
Know that they would love hostile environment. They can't operate their cattle if my sheep are in that field. So my attorneys, who do not work pro bono, will have to answer those complaints, which will cost me thousands of dollars to answer that. Otherwise, I guess the courts will say, yeah, well, Vogler doesn't care, so game, set, match. Bye. I don't know, but we have to answer. So we're in the process of putting a bunch of stuff together to answer this question. The fact that they say, I will create a hostile environment. Well, let me tell you something, Trent. I avoid going to part of my ranch anywhere they may possibly be for that very reason. I don't go near it. When they pull that crap on my sheep herder, they come walking off the mountain and ask for a drink of water, and they called an ambulance and the sheriff. I didn't go down there and get him. I didn't go down there and have any kind of a conversation. The guy didn't speak any Spanish, so I sent Leo, Luis, and Jesus down. And where? Do I go to the Red Hills and the Glencoe unit during lambing? No. When they're over there, I might visit a couple times, but I'm being denied if anybody is. But they'll use this as a reason to cost me more money and a delay of time. I mean, it's just that's their modus operandi, is make need more sheep come to the LLC, run out of money.
Yeah. I actually have a lawsuit against me with the same intent. They have no grounds whatsoever, but it doesn't matter. They just continue to create more billable hours. On a side note, I had someone send me a picture of a Hank Vogler for county commissioner sign this week driving through Ely, Nevada.
That's my evil twin that's doing that.
No, it said it's Hank Vogler.
His nickname is Kickback Vogler, you know. And he's, instead of kissing babies, he's out kissing the babes. I mean, you can't control this guy. He's just off the wall, that's all.
So how's the campaign going?
I'm into it $200, by golly.
You might need to get out and campaign. You need to go to Ely and knock on some doors.
Okay. This is what I debate this every morning. They had the rodeo, they had the parade and all that, and all the politicians show up. They get on old horse Dogger and ride up the street like they're one of the good old boys. It reminds me of Hillary Clinton trying to talk like a black person from the South. We be this. Or going and seeing a bunch of farmers like John Kerry did with went out with a shotgun and shot a bird or something. I mean, that is so fake, so phony. If there's anybody in Wyandotte County that would question my ability to get a horseback, they ain't going to vote for me anyhow. So, I mean, I'm not wanting to be a politician. I want to help the people that for 37 years have allowed me to be. This is my 38th year. I'm here. I want to give back to the community. And that is what public service should be about. Not figuring out how to get kickbacks, how to get bait, or whatever the boogers want. We got to send those people away. And then we got to pay the entrenched bureaucrats that are just biding time. You know, they're trying to shut my ranch down over a double door because it doesn't have us maybe once a week to bring groceries into the bunkhouse. And they're jumping up and down as though, you know, I mean, I could, here's the irony. I could put all these guys in tents, close the bunkhouse down, and that's perfectly okay with me.
Wow.
But having a nice bunkhouse, commissary, having all those things provided these people. So they're happy working for me. It doesn't matter. I don't have a screen door on a set of double doors. My daughter has been checking the internet everywhere, trying to find something that will work to have a screen door on those double doors without impeding the use of the double doors. And they're ready to shut me down, put me out of business, send 18 people back to Peru, Chile, and Mexico that came up here with the incentive to make money to feed their family.
No, they'll probably relocate them.
Just making it. No, they won't. No, not Department of Labor. That's not their job. They won't even go to place that hires wetbacks. They won't go to anybody.
Okay,
we will come around and on people that are doing it right.
So here's your unsolicited political consulting advice. You can sit in that house at the ranch and expect people to vote for you because you're genuine and you care about the people. But I'm here to tell you, with a little bit of political experience and campaigning in 2022, that if you don't get out and look them in the eye and say, hi, my name's Hank Vogler, I'm here for you, you're not going to win.
Well,
you don't have to ride a horse.
It's also September.
You ride your pickup.
It's also September.
November's coming.
What? The police would probably have me arrested for campaigning in the street. I don't know. I plan on it. I'm putting signs up. I've only gotten $200 in donations, but I have signs that have cost me about $600 now. So, I mean, I'm in this thing for the long haul.
Mm-hmm. Well, make sure you declare that $200.
I did. Every 3 weeks or whatever, you got to fill out the papers. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And some bureaucrats off of that. So, yeah, I'm doing my best. I plan on doing some campaigning, but there didn't seem to be any reason to jump out and campaign in the middle of the summer. Everybody around here this summer, because global cooling, climate change, worst drought in 1,200 years. I guess Henry Ford, Sam Brown, actually, 1823, invented the internal combustion engine. They're to blame for the 1,200-year-ago drought. I don't know what that's all about.
Roll out. One segment left. More campaign talk after this.
When I have, over the years, shared the information because people want to be critical of nitrates, people want to be critical of estrogen, I'll tell people that you're worried about your bacon or your ham because it's cured and it might have nitrates, but you flock to eating leafy greens because leafy greens are the highest level of nitrate possible. And you know what the first question that person always asks me? How do they get them in there? How do they get them in there, Nathan?
Well, they're cured, right? They're cured vegetables. And vegetables actually cure many diseases. So just like your bacon's cured, you know, I wrote a paper called Nitrite, the Cure for Chronic Disease. So just like nitrite, nitrate cure meat and prevent, you know, lipid oxidation and prevent, you know, food spoilage and bacterial infections or bacterial overgrowth in the food, they do the same thing to us. They cure a lot of things because they improve nitric oxide, they improve oxygenation, they prevent oxidation, inflammation, and immune dysfunction.
You want to live a cured life? Take a nitric oxide supplementation every day like I do. NO2U.com. It's NO2U.com. Put Trend as your coupon code and you win big favors because you get free shipping and a 10% discount.
Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Luce alongside Hank Vogler. Need More Sheep Company, targeted by the federal government in cooperation with the local entity. Hey, I got a question. You should know the answer to this, and I want to research it. I see a lot of transmission lines that are coming from some power source. Salt Lake, is that does not get power all the way from the Hoover Dam, does it?
Hoover Dam, I think, pretty well goes to Los Angeles down to, what's his name? Newsom told everybody to unplug their cars because they're going to have brownout. I think those transmission lines probably come from Wyoming coal-fired plants.
Oh, really? I'm going to look that up.
I believe that federal corridors, and then they also have some natural gas entities. So I don't think there's much hydroelectric around there. And Delta, Utah, there's a transmission, there's a coal-fired plant there. So, yeah, clean burning energy from the cleanest producers of energy with fossil fuels in the world, right here in the United States. So, yeah.
Well, I just quickly looked it up at, this looks like a fair. Most of Utah's electricity comes from coal-fired power plants. But Rocky Mountain Power is increasing the use of other energy sources like natural gas and renewables such as wind and solar. So that's a quick, dirty look at. Oh, I got a little map here. A graph, I mean. Or percentage, because I'm just curious about all this. 47% actually comes from natural gas. 15% from crude oil. And 36% from coal. It doesn't even match what the article said. So that's what it looks like.
And the wind deal, when Uncle Harry Reid, our favorite uncle, that now the Las Vegas airport's named after, you know, I mean, he's a solar panel, wind panel guy. Well, they started... I call this, he's got a wind farm down the valley here. I think it's the only one on the BLM so far. And it was grinding up eagles. You know, it's like a Cuisinart, birds flying into the blades. So anyhow, he had to get special dispensation because they were trying to fine him $1 million a bird. So, and of course, an eagle is, you know, our national symbol. And we've fed that one just like Smokey the Bear. Eagles are nothing more than flying coyotes. They're a predator bird. And no, they shouldn't all die, but they never should have been put on the endangered species list. So anyhow, another controversy that we smoothed over with propaganda rather than facts. You know, if it's provable, it's science. If it's something that our government promotes or some special interest group, it's political, and that's just all it amounts to. If you can question it, it's science.
Well, I don't know. This energy thing, I'm just going to continue to focus on it because there's a wake-up call coming, and I don't know how soon that's going to be. I think it's fairly soon. Hank, I think you know that there's I haven't heard in the last couple of weeks, but there are many coal plants that are telling customers, like manufacturing facilities, you got to shut down a shift because this winter we're not going to be able to supply you the electricity to run all of your shifts.
Well, I mean, this makes as much sense as the guy that was in his backyard building a rocket.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighbor says, what are you going to do with the rocket? Well, I'm going to fly and to the sun. And he says, well, you'll burn up. And he goes, no, I'm going at night. So, I mean, that's about, I mean, It don't make any sense. I mean, the common sense is absolutely a curse because you spend all your time trying to explain common sense to people who don't possess common sense.
That's a perfect analogy, wow. Though. I'm going to fly my rocket to the sun at night.
Yeah. You'll burn up. No, I won't. I'm going to go at night. Okay, then. I mean, that's about how much sense all this stuff makes. Yes, I'm all for clean energy. If you're driving 25 miles a day back and forth to work to the grocery store, and you never go out of town and you plug it into whatever, that generated electricity is probably coming from natural gas, mm-hmm. probably coming from coal or something else. But nonetheless, if it makes you feel good, knock yourself out. But don't be putting your I feel better, I feel pretty, I feel pretty. Don't be putting that crap on me because I can't do it. They say those batteries drop in value, in charge, by 40% when it's cold. So, okay, so you can run one in Vegas. You can run one in Los Angeles. But one size doesn't fit all. We need to use hydrogen. That's what they send the rocket ships up with because it is the most volatile element there is. We have to figure out how to do something like that. The byproduct of hydrogen not burning will be a mist of water. It will reunite with an oxygen molecule, and it's abundant. That's the direction we need to be looking, is something like that. Not taking away people down in Lincoln County and Clark County, taking away their grazing rights because Shazam, they want to put up these huge, huge solar panel fields, which from a distance looks like a lake, or the $676 million Solyndra did over out at Tonopah, that the birds see those mirrors, fly into it, and get cooked. I mean, you know, when you make a mistake, you put on your transgender binary pants and move on. You quit, you know, you keep doing something stupid. You probably need a net thrown over you.
2 million acres is what the Department of Energy plans to cover up with solar panels. What's the impact of the photosynthesis of the United States and the planet by putting 2 million acres of solar panels up?
Well, not only that they've lost, the availability of that, the cost of maintaining it and everything, I'd say it'll probably create 2 or 3% of the needs.
Mm-hmm. I like the thought process of the hydrogen, but I also think there's some other energy source that we're just not thinking about. Furthermore, why do we need to move away from coal and oil? Nobody can give me a really good reason.
Especially when in the United States, we have scrubbers. We have things that keep the pollution from going in the air in large masses. Go to China. If it's smoky where you live right now, I promise you, that is what Chengdu looks like day and night. It's in southern China. It's the one that just had the earthquake, Sichuan province. Mm-hmm. They're all locked down. My mother-in-law is in the hospital as we speak. And everything is locked down because of COVID.
And don't forget they're building 13 new coal-fired power plants right now.
Yeah, and they're doing that in India. They're doing that all over the world. And their regard for the clean air system, if we got 100% clean air over here, it won't be a drop in the bucket in the world. So what, you know, what's the point of that? And the solar panels are brought in. And they say Uyghurs and some of these minorities and basically slave labor and the different minerals that they need to use, all of these things are very environmentally unfriendly.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to do it because we'll feel better. When we put on our bunny rabbit jammies at night with the flap in the back, we'll sleep so well as somebody is on a bicycle running a bicycle operated generator to start their electric car. By golly.
Did I mention I have 22 horses?
Yes,
and
I mean,
you could own one of them if you really want to, you know, get to town without using oil.
Well, I mean, that's where we're headed, boys and girls. Have fun. I already have my horses. You know, I got my saddles, and I can ride in parades if I need to.
I'm telling you, you're going to have to ride in a parade, but I think you missed the parade season, so I don't know where this whole campaign stands.
I'm going to get me a wheat straw and a corn seed cap and put on a pair of bibs, you know, to try and cover all the bases. I'll get a Smokey the Bear hat, maybe, or kerchief. And, you know, I mean, I'll do everything it takes. But, yeah, where we're at.
You gonna go to the nursing home?
Girls? Okay, that's a pretty derogatory remark. I think that's where I belong. You might be right. Crazy enough that 73 years old and running for a political office, I'm as dumb as Pinocchio Joe.
Well, actually, I don't need to spend any time talking about the Queen of England, but I saw the best meme ever last week. The Queen of England dies at the age of 96 and now inheriting the throne is her 73-year-old son. See how the monarchy and farming are exactly alike? I thought that was pretty clever and
yes,
far too true. All right, final word of the day, Hank Vogler.
The one I like is in 1948, when Spotted Al Gore was born, there were 130,000 glaciers. Yesterday, there were still 130,000 glaciers, and Spotted Al Gore is 74. A little poetry there.
That'll do it. We've successfully journeyed down the road connecting rural and urban America. For Hank Vogler, Trent Luce, we both remind you that all roads do lead to a rural route. Truth of the matter is, folks, that I am a huge fan of coal. Coal is life. Yes, we had life without coal, but you know how life has been improved thanks to the supply of fuel that we've acquired? And we capture this energy and we use it to improve every single aspect of our life. If you're out driving around at night, just look at the vast amount of electricity that we use on a daily basis. We have an ample supply of coal. It works extremely well. It's converted into energy. The capture of that energy is absolutely fantastic. And if you look at the data on what the coal-fired power industry has done to remove particulate matter, and in fact, it's to the point where I think we've removed too much. Information like this can be arrived at by going to the LigniteEnergyCouncil.com website. LigniteEnergyCouncil.com. Life powered by coal.